person. They argued so much until the Sefer Torah got ripped. That's how bad the argument got. For the Gemara, Korah stuck with that. If you say, Mamash, they ripped the Sefer Torah. Ella, Shenikra Sefer Torah. Now, there's one older person there. Rabbi Yosef ben Tismoy Shmoy, that was his name. Omri said to Mahani, I wonder im lehevi beis the Knesset zeh beis avodah zarah. If this beis the Knesset wasn't before this a beis avodah zarah. In other words, that's why you have such a machlokes here. In other words, normally it's not nice to have a machlokes in a beis medrash. So what did they mean to answer back to Rabbi Yochanan? That you also, it's not kedai to get angry at something that happens in the Beis Medrash. You see, if something got angry in the Beis Medrash, the Sabbath said, the older person said, it was Mestama, it was a Beis Avodah Zarah before that. Because if it would have been a Kedushas Beis Medrash, you wouldn't have a Machlokes in the Beis Medrash. So Kornegel learns also, Rabbi Yochanan Mekisma, Harei Dein Lichos Al Devorim Hanas in the Beis Medrash. Like, it's not nice to get angry if something happens in the Beis Medrash. That's where they want to calm down Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Blazer said over his aloch in the Beis Medrash, so it's not nice that you should be angry at him why he didn't mention your name. The Omar, the Chazar V'Yomer, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy, he turned his head. He goes, V'Chazar Rabbi Yochanan V'Yomer. Rabbi Yochanan turned around his head and said, HaKidein Michavrei, is there any tushkel to that mice that would happen to me? Over there, Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Yosef were two chaverim, two friends. So two friends, it's not nice to argue. You can't get angry one at another. But I'm his Rebbe. A Rebbe is allowed to get angry at his Talmud. Even in the Beis Medrash, I can still be angry at him. So if Yechon said, I still have a right to be angry at my Talmud, how come he didn't mention my name? Is Nichnasul upon Rebbe Yaakov Aridi? Rebbe Yaakov Aridi came in. Omaleh, he said like this. I'll be befaying you, Rebbe Yechon. Baita, don't be angry at your Talmud, Rebbe Lezer. How come he didn't mention your name? Ba'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Kasher tzivra Hashem es Moshe Avdoi kein tzivra Moshe es Yeshua. V'chi kol diba v'diba shoyo Yeshua yeshe v'derish hoyoy mekacha v'moshe. Does the Pasuk says, Mamash, whatever Yeshua did, it was the way Moshe told him. Does that mean that every single word Yeshua said, the Dashin, he said every single thing, this is the way Moshe told me? Avad Yeshua didn't say every single word, this is what Moshe told me. So what's beyond the Pasuk that says that Yeshua did kasher tzivra Moshe? El Yeshua yeshe v'derish. Yeshua takasat and darshan the Torah. The Yoidim Akol, everybody understood, everybody knew, Shah Torah Shah Moshi. Everybody knew Moshe Rabbeinu was Yeshua's Rebbe. So everything Yeshua was saying over automatically understood came from Moshe Rabbeinu. Even though he didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu's name. As a Mela, Afata, you too, Rabbi Yechanan. Eliezer Yeshua Vedarish. Eliezer Yatalmud sat down, tak and darshan, said over Lachom. But the Akol Yoidim, you should know, everybody knows, Shah Torah Shalachwahi. That his Torah that he said over is from you. So Melo, don't be angry at him. It's not so fair that he didn't say your name. Everybody knows it's in your name. His wife said, here Rabbi Yechon was Mekabel. Now Rabbi Yechon was Mekabel the Pius. And he said, Omelhem, Mifnei ma ein atem, Yoidim, Leratzes kebenidi chavrenu. His Rabbi Yechon, that time is back to Rav Sami, to Rav Ami and to Rav Asi. Like, how come you still don't know how to be Mephias as good as Rabbi Yaakov knew how to? And this is a good Pius. You should have right away told me this pasuk. I would have been happy right away. Rabbi Yechon said to Gemara, "My kuli hai, the boy the imrun shmei to mishmei. Why was Rabbi Yechon so angry that Rabbi Blazer did not say over the halach in his name? What's so gefelich?" So Gemara says, "Ta'av David dika shalei rachmin." Man, even David also wanted such a thing. Gemara says, "Af David." David also wanted that it should be said over in his name. Shenema the Pasuk says, O Gura B'Yoholcha Oilamin. David wanted to live in the Oil and the Beis Medrash forever. Echa Seb Seisa Kunafecha Lahoid under your Kunafecha. Selah, forever. For the Gemara, V'chiyolsa Adaito Shal David Shiyachai V'Kayim L'Olamin. The David HaMelech have a Mina that he's going to live forever. That he said, O Gura B'Yoholcha Oilamin, I should live in your tents forever. Elo Kachwa Madon L'Fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is what David meant to say. Ribbono shel olam, eska shiyah devorai ne'amor v'bote k'nesiyas. I should be zoicha that people should say over my name, the halachis, or v'bote midrashas. So that's what David HaMelech wanted. He wanted that when they say over the halachis, it should be said over in his name. And we'll soon see why. Shimon ben Nizira b'shem Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, kol Talmud Chocham shem yom dvar halacha mipiv. Any time that somebody living in this world says over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, even though that person was mace already, is tefasav roch shayis imay bekever. That Talmud Chacham's lips is like moving in his kever. It's like he's still alive. So that's this chus, that if we say over halacha from a Talmud Chacham, from his name, when we mention his name, it's as if he's saying it now. So that's this big chus that Tzadikim wanted, that their halacha should be said over in their name. That's why Rabbi Yochanan wanted the Rebbe Lezer to say over the halacha in his name. Shinam the pasuk says, "V'chicha kiyein hatoiv, doivev sifsa yishonim." Is my just like regarding the yayin to divrei doivev sifsa yishonim. So it means divrei sifsa yishonim. We have before the Mordashim, not yishonim but yishenim, people that learn that their mouths are moving. That my koymishonov, just like you have this a barrel of wine. Ze kivin shemniach adem etzpolov. As soon as you put your finger into the barrel of wine, miyad doivik. Right away, all the wine starts to move, shake around. Is ashes say same shall tzadikim. The same thing by the lips of tzadikim. Kivin shayimrim dvar halacha mipiyim. When we say over dvar halacha in their name, shall tzadikim, is this say same rachshosi mohevi kever. Their lips are moving around in their kever. That's considered like they're still here. And that's from the Gemara before. That Rabbi Shimon said that tzadikim don't need a matzeva on top of their kever. Because the Devarim, that we say over their words, that keeps them alive. That's the Zichronim. That's mamash as if their lips are still moving now. Yeah. So tomorrow, Maiha no butloi, what kind of no does he have? Is that we say over the Shmu in his name, how much of a no does he have? What's the no that he has? Is Banizira Omar Kohodin de Shosik Kunditun. It's like somebody drinking Kunditun, a very nice sweet drink. There's a tremendous hanor they have, tremendous enjoyment. Shrashik Kovneda Kaishal Dvash Im Yain Papolim. A drink that has honey, has wine, papolim, the Shmaka drink. That's how much enjoyment they have. Reb Yitzchok Omar Kohodin de Shosi Chomer Otik. Like somebody drinking old wine that's also Geshmak. So, Afagab de Shosi Le Taina Bapume. Even though he's drinking it, the taste is still in his mouth. So the Karmel says, what's the chiluk here? Afagash shafar over zman, even though a time passed away already, Masha saw said, either when he drank, adayin tama bepiv. Still the taste is in your mouth. If you drank old wine, the taste stays a long time. Avot pligi, this is the difference in the two tzurutzim here. Man diyoma command the shasa kundis. In the first man diyoma, they drank this geshmaka drink. Beinon nami shasa maisim toiv in boilam azir. The tzaddikim had to be tzaddikim that not only taught us learning, but they also did maisim tovim in this world. K'moshiyed v'konditin, oid v'somim tovim. Just like konditin is not only wine, it has honey and other papalim, other spices in there. That means the tzaddikim had a bit of doing maisim tovim also. Avla miras halacha l'chud, just that he taught us halacha is lein honey. That would not help for him that when we say over the halacha, as if his mouth is moving. Avla man diyama command the shosi cham rotik. But the second one, the other, says as if he drank old wine. Liyola mahani le'amiras halacha she'tzfeis of doivay tekever. It's enough that wine means just halacha itself. If the person was a talmid chacham that he taught us halachas, even though he doesn't have so much ma'isim tovim, still when we say over the halacha in his name, he allows this chus that's the tzfeis of doivay tekever. It's as if he's still talking. So the Gemara, we have Gidol Omar ho'ei me'ashmua b'shem oimrei. If you say over halacha and you say it over in the name of the person that taught it to you. Is Yira Baal Shmua Kiloim Lenegdoi. When you mention his name, you should consider it, you should feel as if that person is mamash in front of you. Is that the way to learn Torah, really in front of your Rebbe? Shenema, the person says, Ach v'tzelem yishalachish. You should go with a tzelem means always have the picture of your Rebbe in front of you. He says, Yira Baal Shmua Kiloim Lenegdoi. When he's mentioning this Talmud Chacham's name, feel as if he's in front of you. Shaydei came because you feel as if he's there. Yagad adovra oifnei, you'll say it the right way. The ikar halimud mirabai, the ikar way you learn from a rebbe is b'riyas ponim. If you see your rebbe's face, the echsiv the pasuk says v'hoyu einecha royas es merecha, that you should see your rebbe when you're learning. There also, when you're saying over his halacha, you should feel as if he's there in front of you. It will help you to say it over the right way. So more echsiv the pasuk in Mishlei says. Rav Adam Yikra, a big person will be called Ish Chastei. That means Zer Shakolodim. That's a normal people. But the Ish Emunim Miyimsa, where do you find the person that's called an Emunim? Zer Reb Zera. This is Rav Zeira. So he says, Chazal is saying, "Ksiv Rav Adam, Zeh Shakul Adam." What it proves? Rav Bnei Yada. Most people, Yikriish Tarosli. I'll say over Shmua heard that this that Rav Yechin said this. I'll say it over the name of Rav Yechin. V'yena makvid loyna v'shem oimri. That's one shot. I'll say over the locher, and I'm not makvid to say it over in whose name it was. Mishnachmin, the other shot is, harav shabodim kloyma. Mishu godel b'terah, a big person, yikro kol ish v'ish, terah chesed, shoya l'shoynoi, sheyenu shmuas mishmoi, v'tiya shmua b'vad, kain pirish v'yofem, marash rishin early. The second shot is time that I'll say it over, I heard over, Rav Yechin said like this. As even though I'm not sure, I didn't hear myself Rav Yechin said this, just other people told me Rav Yechin said this, so now that I heard from other people, I'll say over Rav Yechin said like this. That's a normal people. Mashenkin, Ishamunim, that's a special person, that's Rav Zira. That he never said over anything unless he was 100% sure that person said it. If his Stam heard over Rav Yechin said something, he wouldn't say the name of Rav Yechin. Only if he was sure, he knew himself that Rav Yechin said it. The Yom Rav Zera said, we don't have to listen too carefully to the halacha that Rav Sheshes tell us. When he tells us, Rav Yechin, or somebody said the halacha, to Gavra Mitzcho, because he was blind, Rav Sheshes. Since he was blind, when he heard over the Shmua, he was not sure exactly who said it. He thought maybe it was Rav Yechin, because he heard his voice. But since he was blind, he didn't know for sure who it was. Therefore, Ziri was so makbid that if a blind person like Rav Sheshes would tell him, Rav Yechinen said this, he wouldn't believe him, it's not enough. Like, how do you know for sure it's Rav Yechinen? You didn't see him, maybe it wasn't Rav Yechinen. So Rav Ziri was makbid never to say over anything in a person's name unless he was sure he said it. So to incorporate it, says Rav Zera, Sheinu oime shmua b'shem odom elim keim nis'amas loy mishamra. He wouldn't say over in somebody's name unless he was sure that person said it. Hogigas in Yom Rav Zera, let's not tzrich and chashtu shmaitu Rav Sheshes. V'chein have a prayer come with the Shabbos. Because he was blind. Right. Omalar Rav Zeira l'Rabasi. So Rav Zeira asked Rabasi, Chochem Rebbe l'bar pasio, v'yatom ha-shmaititom mishmei. As Rav Zeira heard over that Rabasi was saying over the name of bar pasio. So he asked him, do you know this person about pasio that he's saying over Lochan in his name? No, Rav Zeira was makbid, don't say over something in that person's name unless you're sure he said it. Omalei Rav Yechinen, Omro Mishmei. He told me, I heard Rav Yechinen told me that Rapasi said it. Omalei Rav Zeira Rabasi, Chochom Rabbi L'Rav. So another kasha, Rav Zeira asked Rabasi, do you know Rav? The Yat Omar Shmaitito Mishmei, that you're saying over Aloch in the name of Rav? Like, did you see Rav? Omalei, so Rabasi answered back to Rav Zeira, Rav Adam Rav Omro Mishmei. True, I didn't hear from Rav myself. Rav Adam Rav told it over to me in the name of Rav. So I call upon him, you see how makbid Ziri was, that before he said over a shmait in somebody's name, he made sure to know that person said it. He's very medagdic to make sure he knew exactly who said it, and to make sure that person really said it. So the Gemara, Ein Dor, Shein Boy, Leitzonim, Kedarish of David. And there's no generation that had so many jokers like the Dor of David, by David HaMelech. Maho Yaprutzei Ador Oysen. What are the fruits and the bad people they do to David HaMelech? Shall David. He used to go to David HaMelech windows. Ormulo, they would say to him, David, David, when will the Beis HaMikdash be built? In other words, they meant to say, when are you going to die already? Because it said, the Navi said already, that David's not going to build the Beis HaMikdash, but your son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that your son Shlomo, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash. So Leitzonim went to David HaMelech and said, like, when are you going to die already, so we can already have the Beis HaMikdash? His aim was side Beis Hashem Melech. When are we going to be able to go into the Beis Hashem? That's what the people were telling David HaMelech. For you, David HaMelech said, "Afal pishem mechavdin lachiseni." Even though these people mean to get me angry, of the yovei alai, if it comes to me, imloy yisis semech v'drayim. Still, when I heard these things, still I was happy. Kefort, I was happy the fact that Klai so wants the Beis Hamikdash to be here. Techsir, he said, "Samachti v'yarmim li Beis Hashem Melech." David HaMelech was still happy, even though the people were telling him, like, you die already, we should have the Beis HaMikdash. Still, he was happy that the people wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be here. But it says, Lo'ayu ki'imlu yomecho, v'shachavte sevasecha. Shem said about David HaMelech, like, you're not going to die because these people want you to. You'll only die after yamal yomecho, when you have a full lifetime, the full 70 years. Is Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David HaMelech,
Yomim shleimim ani mon lecho. I'm counting a complete 70 years to give you. V'lo yomim chaserim, klum. And I won't take you away earlier. Shleimad v'necho yivne beis hamikdash. True. That the people are saying you should die already, that your son Shleimad Melech come to build the beis hamikdash. Ela lahakrev kabona sibur. Like, what's the need to have the beis hamikdash? What is Shleimad Melech going to do there? He's going to bring kabona sibur. So Hashem said, Choviv olai, tzedoko mishpat shatoyser, I have more nachas ruach from you, Dovid HaMelech. Your tzedoko mishpat that you're doing, in other words, I want you to stay alive. It's more dear to you, your life, than yoyser min hakorban. More than there'll be with the Beis HaMikdash, that there'll be kabonis there. Shenemar, oyser tzedoko mishpat, nivchal Hashem mizovach. That Hashem chooses better tzedoko mishpat, more than a zovach, more than kabonis. That's what Hashem answered back to Dovid HaMelech, like, don't worry, because they want the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem wants you more. How do you lecho mitzar fishkolim? So the Mishnah. Vishloisha prokim bashona, three times in the year, turn the meshalishcha. The Bezdin goes into the lishcha, that's this room, where they put all the machzika shekel from the whole Klal Yisrael, and three different times of the year, does Bezdin take out, we'll soon see, with two buckets, with three baskets full, they take out the money. They make the Trumas HaLishcha. The Efrois Pesach is 15 days before Pesach. The Efrois HaTzeres, 15 days before Shavuos. The Efrois HaChag, 15 days before Sukkos. The Hain Gronois Shel Maisa Behema. Now these three times have the same halacha called the Gerit for Maisa Behema. Divrei Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, this is what Rabbi Akiva holds. In other words, by Maisa Behema it's like this. When you have 10 animals that are born to you, new ones, you have to take off Maisa Behema. The halacha is, before you take off Maisa Behema, you're allowed to really use your animals and sell them and do what you want with it. Whenever you come to take off, if you have the 10, then you'll take off. But with the Rabbanan, though, there are special zmanim when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behema. These three times, it's on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and 15 days before Shavuos, and on 15 days before Sukkos, that's the time when you're supposed to take off Maisa Behema. That's called Gronos LaMaisa Behema. He says, Gimel Prokem Elu, Hen Gimel Gronos Shomaisa Behema, Shezmanem Elu Kovu Chachomim, the Chachomim has put away these special three times of the year, Lasser HaBehema, to give off Maisa Behema, one-tenth of your animals, Shenodu, are the new ones that were born to you that year. Ukumoisha Gurin Kovu LaMaisa Dogen, the same way you put your Tfuah in a Gurin, in the siloam, in the warehouse, is Kaveh to give off Trumas HaMaisris, at this time now in Rosh Chodesh Nisan, now it's also to use your animals until you take off Maisa Behema. And you can eat them at Shiyas until you take off Maisa Behema. But before it comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you're allowed to eat your animals. Even though you didn't take off Maisa Behema. Or that time, we'll soon see why they gave these three zmanim. That's what the Kiva holds. That these three zmanim that goes for Machta Shekel also applies to the same time of Maisa Behema.
Yeah, Benazai Oimer B'Esrim V'Tisha Ba'Adir. He holds note that one of the times for the Gronos of Meiser Behema is the 29th day of Adar. In other words, he holds that the Chodesh Adar is always called the Choser. Therefore, 15 days before Pesach always comes out on the 29th day of Adar. Or B'Echod B'Sivan, he holds not 15 days before Shavuos, but rather only on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, that's the time to give Meiser Behema. Or B'Esrim V'Tisha Ba'av, and the 29th day of Av, not 15 days before a Sukkis, but rather the 29th day of Av, like we'll soon see, because Benazah Shita is that the whole Chodesh Elul has a suffix, what din does it have? And therefore you take off Maisa Behema by itself, like we'll soon see later. Now, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Oimrim, they both say that the Zmanim are like this, the three Zmanim of Maisa Behema, the Echod Benisan, the Echod Besivin, and the Chof Tes Belul. They hold no, the whole Elul is also included in the last year. Why do they say this Lashon of the 29th day of Elul? Why didn't they send Rosh Chodesh Tishrei ready? Because that's Rosh Hashanah. You're not going to take off Maisa Behema on Yom Tov. I call upon him the Rabbanan. Therefore they said, take it off better on the 29th day of Elul. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Avuha, Kol Hein Dotzninim Pros Palga. Hey, the word pros always means half. Half of what? Palgo de la medjoim. Half of 30 days. What does 30 days have to do here? That koidum lemoyit shadarshin vil choysef. That 30 days before Yom Tov, you're supposed to start darshning about the lochas of the chag. So half of that time, 15 days before that, that's the zman when Bezin took off the maskus hashekel, that's the trumas halishcha, and who adin, that's the zman for gronas shomayse behema.
These times are made for Maisa Beima, because these are the times when the animals give birth. He says, a perkalada, carbonada, hold it now, ben grunas la maisa beima, haino tamil fish, it is man of alone in these times, ha behemoth yoldis. She is behemoth of bachira, some behemoth give birth early, kaidim pesach. The eish behemoth shemacheris, a little bit later, ad beina pesach la teres, up until shvuas. And let go, some go even later, until chesukis. So these are the time when the animals give birth. We have acho, we have tanchum barchia, bishem of shuban levi, kidei shetia ha behemoth mitsuya lele regolim. The reason why this first said take off Maisa Beima like 15 days before Pesach is because usually the people don't eat or sell their animals until they first take off Maisa Beima. Since we could do it way before, people will do it way before and then they'll go and sell or shech their animals and there won't be anything left for either a golem for Pesach. Therefore they said no, don't use your animals until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's the time to take off Truma, to take off Maisa Beima. And after Maisa Beima, that's when you go to sell them, so there won't be so much time between now and Pesach, so there'll be animals around for Pesach. Like he says, Kreshtei Behemoth Lulav Golem, Techivon Deins Man Laisa Behemoth, Ad Kreshtei Regolim, Meshoye Inshi Behemtom, people will leave over their animals, Ad Oises Man until Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And people won't shecht it before that, because usually you don't use it until you first give off Maisa Beima. That's the reason why Baruch Hu Kaveya these manim, like right before the Yom Tov. Today that the animals should be around B'Shas Yom Tov, you'll have either animals to bring Kabbonis with, or else you'll have animals to Mekayim Mitzvah Simchas Yom Tov with. Omer Rab Yudin, the Lo Yovel Dei Bal Tachar. Another reason is we wanted to take off Maisa Beima right before Yom Tov. Today you go early regal, and you bring the Maisa Beima with you to the Kayim to bring it for carbon, that you won't be over Bal Tachar. Because if you don't bring it now, like you'll forget about it maybe, and you'll be over the Yisr Bal Tachar. But Tachar means when you have a carbon you have to bring, if you wait a while, you're over this lava Bal Tachar, not to wait with it. Omer Rab Yosi, Kol Amasho Tivloi Oiva Bal Tachar. If you take a leave over your Maisa, Tivloi here means the Maisa Beima, you're over the lava Bal Tachar. Whereas Bal Tachar also goes on Maisa Beima. Like the Takan Karton says, Bal Tachar says, Shagam al Maisa Beima, Oivim al Bal Tachar. Even on Maisa Beim, also there's a slab of Baltachar. Because Ashinim Rosh Hashanah, the Kach Tiknu Sheyasir, Samach Regal, that's what the Rabbanan said, there's a man to take off Maisa Beim right before the Regalim, the Yovel Yishlayim, the Yolosel Regal. Today you'll bring your carbon with you right away to Yishlayim, and you won't be over Baltachar. So the Gemara Tamon Taninim, we learned the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Reb Meir Weimer, the Echod Delol Rosh Hashanah.